Hey everyone, Ian Walker Stuff Podcast Show. Just wanted to say thanks for again for sticking around. Sorry for the delay this past week. This quarantine has been kind of crazy. It's just clearing up some things, but we are back with another new episode. And this week I'm here with my boy David Wilson from the House of Darkner and his Jive Talk podcast. Here talking about Dragon Ball Z and Broly. Dragon Ball Z movies that is actually one of my favorites that I enjoy watching very much. So this week, he and I are talking remotely online, quarantine style status, and discussing Broly and the new Dragon Ball Z movie. So I hope you guys enjoy the podcast this week. And tell us what you think. Right after, let me know what is your favorite Dragon Ball Z film, movie, episode, character, whatever. We'd love to hear those comments from you. Anyways, enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. That is so funny.
Hey, Dave, you want to put your voice in this? I'm in. You know what?
Like, it's only 10 seconds. What did I say?
Yeah. What's my motivation? You know what I mean? I'm in. Call me up. Hey, Dave, I got this big project I'm doing. Tony, is that you? Tony Stark? Yeah. You want to come over? I'm in. I'll Uber there real quick. You know, I'll find a way to get there. I'll walk. I don't care.
Be like, wait, you don't even know what it is yet. I don't care.
It's Tony Stark.
Yeah. And at the end of this, you're going to have a creepy black guy skulking around your house. Talking about Avengers Initiative. Mm-hmm. And I want to be there for that.
I'll be in, man. I'm telling you.
I wish Terrence Howard could have stayed as Rhodey, because I would like to see what he would have done with the character, but...
Yeah! I'd have been curious.
Yeah, but it's good that they got Don Cheadle, though. I mean, he ended up being great.
I don't think Terrence Howard's a bad actor in any means. He's crazy. That boy got problems.
Dude, he crazy as all get out.
That brother's crazy. I was watching a YouTube video. These guys were I forget what they were playing, but he's like, and one of the guys was like, "Hey man, dude, can we talk real quick about Terrence Howard?" He's like, "Why?" He's like, "You know, aside the whole thing about him, you know, in Iron Man and stuff. Like, have you ever watched? I forget what interview he said it was. You ever watched his interview? As you know, this man created his own math." He's like, they're like, what? He's like, yeah, if you watch the interview, he said he created his own math. Who does that? I was crying about the interview. He's like, how insane are you to create your own math?
Math is evil, so why would you even want to create something more evil? You know?
The fact that he admitted it in an interview and explained it, I was like, wow, yeah.
That'd be one thing if you created your own language, but to create your own math?
Yeah. It's like Gary Busey and his own acronyms.
You're not okay. No, Gary Busey's on that stuff. He's on that booger sugar, that white girl. That's what he on. Okay? That's a whole nother plane
people,
of something.
People are like, well, David... because I was talking about Gary Busey. Well, that brother's crazy. Hey, man, he got a bad car accident. No. Some of that probably is from the accident, but yeah. No.
Exactly. No. You can only blame so much on a car accident.
Yeah, thank you.
You can only blame so much on a car accident. Thank you. The rest of that is decisions.
Mm-hmm. When he goes on Celebrity Apprentice, that man.
Dude, that was stinking comedy, dude. Oh, whenever he would try to explain something to Trump, dude, Trump would look at him like, what?
It's like first of all, Donald, you invited him. Invited him.
Yeah, this is partially your fault. But see, he didn't know... He didn't know the extent. He didn't understand the extent of the damage done.
Yes.
He didn't know what he was getting himself into.
He said, what did you think was going to happen? You saw Under Siege 1 and you thought it would be great to bring him in? No, man. No.
Yeah.
No. He has not done a good movie in years. What'd you bring him in for?
And you know what's bad? Somebody tried to warn him, too. Yes. Someone's like, look, yes. Donald, you don't want to bring him in. No. No. I know Mr. Busey. He's a great guy. He does good movies. And I want to bring him in for The Apprentice. I think he's doing a wonderful, fantastic job. And then all of a sudden, he was telling him how he should run The Apprentice. And he's sitting there like, what? And he goes, you know what? I was told this, and I didn't listen. I'm fired.
Yeah. You have people around you for a reason, man. They try to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to help you out, man. They're trying to save you from a lot of grief, but you ain't listening to the folk. Come on, now. You don't know everything.
That's what happens when you're rich. You think you know everything.
Get your 1% out of here. Phew. Man, can't instant counsel into Shadow Move. He can get out of my face.
Dude, what is that? God!
What?
What is that?
Instant cancel into Shadow Move?
Yeah, what is that?
That's Killer Instinct.
David, you know I'm not a KI person, bro. And you talking to me like I'm weird. Like I don't know. Like I should know. I don't know.
See, I'm Street Fighter, Marvel, Capcom. There's a full length, like, flow chart about it. I'm like, you got an instant cancel into Shadow Move. And into Counterbreaker, into a Shadow Move again, into Ultra. And if you're on your first life bar, into Ultimate. And suddenly he's like, David. And I'm like, what?
No, see, what? I've been exactly the same thing. See, and you looking at us like we're the weird people. Gambi Walk, man. And see, you know what it sounded like you said at first? And I thought that's what you're talking about was Goku's move.
Oh, Ultra Instinct?
Ultra Instinct. That's what I was thinking it was. You know what I realized Ultra Instinct was? It's just another version of the Kaiokai.
The Kaioken?
Kaioken, there you go. It's like another hyped up version of that. That's what it seems like anyway. I was like, why?
I here's the thing. I will say this and I will say it again. I was like, I think Dragon Ball Super is like, while it's okay, it's only okay. And you're talking about there's another season coming out. Where do you go from here?
Where do you go from there, dude? There's only so much more power he can get. Okay,
you've already achieved God mode.
Yeah. So what? How much higher are you gonna get with that? And don't say deity status because that's the same thing.
Because apparently in the manga he's like learning to master it, and then Vegeta's learning some secret technique now. He like Vegeta went to Yardrat and like started doing training with those aliens that like Goku met like after the Frieza saga.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, that's cool. I mean, it shows Vegeta sitting like doing like monk stands on a pole, and he's like all zen. He looks sick. He's wearing the Yardrat uniform. He looks cool. Don't get me wrong.
You mean finally like, okay, Vegeta gets to do something?
Huh?
You mean finally Vegeta gets to do something? Have his own shine for a change. He never, ever gets his own shine, bro. Ever.
He does. No, here's the problem. He does, but they always trump it with Goku.
Yeah, and it's trash. It's trash. Like, it seems like everybody else. Trunks even got his own shine. Let's think of Bulma got her own shine, bro. Like, come on. Yamcha. Everybody around him gets their own shine except for Vegeta. It's like he'll get it for a quick second, and then here comes Goku. You know, or a member
of his family. I'm just mad that, like, they just totally discounted, like, other characters. Like, you don't have Saiyan Blenny, you're trash.
Well, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, that's
but
what
Dragon Ball Z... But it doesn't make sense because Piccolo is God mode. He's been God mode since Cell Saga.
He's been God mode since Cell Saga?
What do you think? I mean, the fact that, like, think about it. Could they even... Who told him? I forget who told him. Was it Guru? Told Piccolo that if him and Kami were actually merged, he single-handedly could have defeated Vegeta and Nappa himself.
Mm-hmm.
Single-handedly would have done it himself.
Right.
That he gimped himself.
Well, that's because at the time Piccolo didn't like merging.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, but he gimped himself. I mean, and now he has three. Not only does he have Kami back, but he has Nail still in his body.
Oh, Nail's still in him?
He's never got released.
Huh.
And people overlook the fact that he's still merged with Nail. Mm. Nail was officially the most powerful Namek on the planet.
On the planet, yeah.
He was that. A guardian. He protected Guru. That's how powerful he was.
Right.
See, then when he merged with Nail, he was able to toe-to-toe at least level one of, or at least power level one of Frieza. Now, imagine if him and Kami were merged together with Nail. Done.
But there wasn't all the merging of Namekians, even though they can all merge, you know, together naturally, wouldn't that make them insane or something like that?
No.
Like, would it drive them nuts? I thought I remember them saying something like that. It was one of the reasons why Piccolo didn't want to do it in the first place.
Well, it just, he'll have multiple consciousness in him.
Right, because he didn't like not having control of his own mind. I remember that was what he was all
But he was the dominant one. That's why they merged with him. He didn't merge with them.
Oh, okay.
But like if you remember the Terminate of Power, mm-hmm. like the Namekians of the other universes literally merged with all of the other Namekians of their planet. They were the only surviving ones because they merged with everybody else.
Oh, okay.
That's why they were so powerful. And yet Piccolo still bodied a couple of them by himself.
Because Piccolo.
Yes.
Piccolo
is. And in that one tournament, like early tournament, when they introduced Frost and stuff and Hit, Piccolo actually like damaged the protective shell his sister created.
Okay.
And his sister is, according to the Dragon Ball universe, is an angel, which is like more powerful than everybody else there.
Is an angel.
And he damaged something that she built. That's Piccolo by himself.
You said she's an angel or an agent?
Angel.
Oh, okay.
Whis and his sister, I forget what her name is right now, are considered angels in the DBZ or right. DBS universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a step under like certain gods.
Got you. My big thing about Dragon Ball Z, honestly, dude, it just seems very, very, very redundant. And that's why I've lost a lot of interest in it. You know, my love for the characters mostly come from the Z series, because that seems like to me that was where the most cohesive story was. That's where most of it made more sense. But then when you go into, you know, Dragon Ball Super, it's just, I don't know, just to me, it was just ridiculous. I'm like, okay, now you got a stinking skinny hairless cat that throws conniption fits and has the power of a god. Like, he gets pissed off or hungry and he goes and destroys stuff. It's like, where's the story behind that? Like, where's, you know, why is he even there? Like, yeah. What is his whole purpose in general? You know, he's a god of destruction, okay, but for what? Like, what is your purpose, dude? So, it just mindless fighting again. I don't like action or mindless fighting if it has no purpose, unless I know that's what I'm going in for. But don't present something like it's a story, and then that's what it ends up being. That's why Hobbs and Shaw, I was cool. Because I was like, I knew that was going to be mindless.
Oh, well, see, you can tell that was just for
fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight up.
You knew that day one.
Yeah, exactly. But like Michael Bay, The Rock, and Jason Statham. Okay, no story, fun, beatdowns. You know, you were like, I'm good. I know what I'm getting into.
Or if there is a story, it's flimsy as mess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's toilet paper story.
Exactly. Exactly. Here, you can have my money because I know what I'm going into. I'll invest in this. Mm-hmm. I know what this is. But going and watching Dragon Ball Z, you're like, okay, this is a new enemy. Okay, how tight is he? What? Oh, he's hungry, so he's going to destroy the Earth. And Goku's got to stop it. Wait, are you serious? Like, he literally threw a childlike fit and now wants to kill the Earth. That's dumb.
Well, that was not his whole purpose of going to Earth.
No, it wasn't, but mostly he wanted to destroy the Earth because he threw a conniption fit. He got mad, and he's like, okay, I'm going to kill everybody. And so Goku had to come up and was just be like, oh, wait, this is a god? Oh, I want to fight him. It's like, first off, you love violence.
Well, interesting enough, that's actually the issue with his character.
With Goku?
Like, I don't know if you ever watched a video.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video that this guy did. I have to look it up again. It was a while ago. And he says, look at the mental disposition of... Because he says, are you mentally more like Goku or you're like other DB Dragon Ball character? Or are you more like Vegeta? He's like...
Goku's freaking cracked.
Goku was cracked.
But he said, he's all, at first, when you probably watched Dragon Ball Z, you probably thought you were more like Goku. Because, you know, he was the hero.
And that's the only reason why.
He's all, but I'm a, he's all, I'm about to shatter your world. And like, and actually, he took a, he actually did a, like, he did a comparison, not with just with the anime, but with the manga and stuff like that. And he was just like, he's all, think about it. What is one of Goku's biggest thing? He's all, he always wants to fight the strongest person there is.
Right.
He's all, what is Vegeta's main goal? He wants to be stronger than Goku. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Well, he wants to be stronger than Goku and be the prince of all Saiyans. I mean, the reason why he's that by title, but he's not that by, you know, by status and nature.
Because Goku's always passing him up. If you watch him specifically in Dragon Ball Super, his goal is just to be stronger than Goku. Every time Goku like steps up to go fight somebody like who's way stronger, Vegeta's like, "What are you doing? Why are you doing this? This is ridiculous."
So he's like the voice of reason.
The way the guy explained it to you is, if you think about it, he's like, Goku will never stop.
No, he will not.
He will never stop. If there's somebody stronger than him, he will always fight, even to the detriment of himself and everybody and around others. Him.
Yes.
Because there's somebody stronger than him. He's a Vegeta, only wants to be stronger than Goku. Once he reaches that point, he will stop.
Right.
It's like, and one of the biggest scenes was like, you know, him being the strongest of in the entire world, entire universe is not his goal.
Right.
It's just, he just wanted to be stronger than one person. He said, that's why it's like, and there was that scene in Dragon Ball Super when Bulma was having his daughter. He was like, she was about to give birth. And Whis and them showed up, and Goku shows like, "Hey, we're about to go train with Whis." He's all, "We're gonna go back to like the planet." He's like, "You want to go train?" He's like, "I can't." He's like, "I got Bulma's gonna be having a baby really soon. I'm not. I can't leave her."
Right.
And then Whis shows up and say, "Hey, let's go." He's like, "I'm not leaving. My wife's gonna have a baby. I can't bail on her."
Right.
And then maybe he went like, "All right, Vegeta, I see you."
Yeah.
He has, you know, it by the end of Z. He understood what was more important.
Wow.
Because the whole issue was, like, during the Buu saga was he was so determined to be better than Goku, then he realized that was actually to his detriment.
Right.
So by the end of Z into Super, he was like, whatever.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then why he was so nonchalant about everything. And you know what's funny? I was like, man, Vegeta went soft. But that's what that was. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was no longer... Not that it wasn't important to him, but he wasn't willing to risk everything for it now.
Right. I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Well, see, that makes me like him even more.
In the video, he's like, he's like, we always look at Goku as like the hero. And sure, he saved people. And there have been... And more of the moments, it wasn't because he was saving the universe because he cared about the world. It was because they were messing with his friends.
Right.
It was like, even in the Tournament of Power, when he went Ultra Instinct. Good night, kid. when he went Ultra Instinct, when he was fighting Jiren, he got mad because he tried to blast his friends.
Right.
And at the end, he was fighting somebody he's never stronger than. Granted, Jiren's backstory is trash as well. But Jiren's motivation was just as stupid.
What was his motivation?
Just to be strong.
Now see, and that's the problem. All these DBZ films are so empty, bro. They are empty. The only one that had the only two that had any real, to me, villain-wise, had any substance was Frieza and Cell.
Mm-hmm.
But Cell was, in my opinion, was the best one. Because...
Well, he had the best personality.
Yeah, he had the best personality, but he also had the best just origin story, how he came about, why he became the way he was. He was just so much more fleshed out as a villain, you know, way more than any... Even more than Boo. His goals were dumb, but his made more sense than anybody else that had that same desire. You know?
That's why I kind of like Resurrection of F, because when Frieza came back, and he was like, you know what? I've never had to train a day in my life. He's like, I was born strong. Mm-hmm. I've never had to worry about being killed. I killed everybody that came against me until Goku. Now I actually have to be stronger? I was like, okay. Okay. He's like, now I gotta train? I don't know. What would I be like if I trained? He's like, let's find out. I was like, oh, shoot. You know, that's... That's an interesting idea, and that's where Golden Frieza. I was like, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Granted, the movie's fine. It's like, but it was only. It just, you know, it's what it is. Huh. Granted, between that and Battle of Gods, the only real out of all the movies, the newer movies, like the Super Broly movie, was still the best to me personally.
Really? See, the thing is, I never watched any of those movies. I'm not gonna sit here and lie and act like I have because I have not. Like I said, after Z-Bro. I was like, I'm good, I can't.
Like, Battle of Gods is just introducing Beerus and Whis and the whole God mode between Goku and Vegeta.
Right.
And then the explanation of how Frieza became Golden Frieza. But I think, like, the Broly movie is, like, the best written one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it they actually gave a real backstory to Broly. Like, the old Dragon Ball Z Broly movie was, like, he was just... Why did he hate Goku? Is because when they were babies, Goku would cry all the time, and that was so stupid. Yeah, that was his only reason why he hated Goku.
It was like, because you cried too much, and now you're actually stronger than me, so that makes me upset.
Yeah, and so in the newer movie, the backstory was connected to King Vegeta and Broly's dad, and this like hatred between them two. And that hatred translated into, you know, current Vegeta, and that's why he always. And so it actually had a legitimate backstory.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I remember something where he like murdered him or something like that. King Vegeta murdered Broly's father or something like that.
No. Well, in the new movie, I can't remember in the old one, but in the new movie, Vegeta, King Vegeta did not like the fact that Broly as a baby was physically stronger, was giving off more energy than Vegeta.
Uh-huh.
And so he was like, I don't like this. He's like, there's no way this Saiyan is stronger than the Prince of all Saiyans. And so, and it was like unnaturally strong. And they're like, we need to put this Saiyan to death, because if he's stronger than us, we won't be able to control him, kind of thing. And like, Broly's dad found out and was pissed. So he took his son, jumped on a ship, and like flew off and left. And this is all like leading into like before the destruction of Planet Vegeta. It was like all like connected. Like, they showed Vegeta, like they showed Goku's mom for the first time. We never seen her before.
In this Are you movie. Serious?
You get to see Bardock and like talk. I'm dead serious. Bardock was literally like, pull some Jor-El stuff.
Really?
In this movie. He was like, cool. I don't feel right about what's happening on this planet. Something's not right. We need to send Goku, we need to send Kakarot out of here. She's like, but what if you're wrong? Then we'll go find him. But if I'm right, he is going to be the last living Saiyan that exists.
Huh.
We're going to save our son. And you know, and he was right, but it was like, wow, that's very Jor-El of him.
Yeah, well, he was a scientist on Vegeta too, right?
No, he was a fighter.
He was a fighter. Why did I think he was a scientist?
They wrote him as one.
Okay, see in like NC. Early
story.
See,
and then they did the Bardock movie. We end up finding out he was actually a fighter. He was considered low level, but he was still a fighter. He still conquered planets.
Okay, see that. See, now with all this here new... See, then here we go, another reason now. See, I'm getting annoyed. Because, see, I get one story, you know, and now the newer stuff is completely pretty much retconning all that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's trying to make it, you know, much better, which it is, admittedly, is
It better. Gave it more substance, I'm telling you, dude. It gave Broly so much more substance. Because at that point, when they landed on the... I forget his dad's name. But they land on this crazy planet. It's like violent planet, and his dad was so hell bent on revenge that he literally was grooming his son to kill the family line of Vegeta.
Wow.
He didn't care about his son's well-being. He didn't, like it showed, like, a scene where, like, Broly befriended this, like, giant cat monster on this planet, and his dad was pissed. He's like, no, don't be happy. What is this? Like, and his dad, like, literally, like, killed the creature.
Oh, wow.
Like, Broly's only friend on the planet.
So he, like, fed into his rage of...
Yes.
Of
yes.
who he was. So now his mm-hmm. him going after... see? Okay, see, that makes way more sense. Because now, everything that he did was also him getting back at his dad, too.
Yes.
See, that's dope. See?
That's so, like, it made... And like, Frieza ended up finding them... I feel like, because it's like post, like, Vegeta being destroyed, the planet being destroyed. Frieza ends up finding them, and she ends up finding out, like, that, and this is post, like, you know, Frieza, like, the Namek thing, everything. She finds them, at, like, post Golden Frieza.
You said she. Is it confirmed?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he. I'm sorry. Like, oh, okay. I always say, Frieza doesn't sound like a grown man. I'm sorry.
It doesn't. He doesn't. He sounds like a smoker.
Just, sounds like Phyllis Diller. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
But he ends up finding them, and there's a finding out that, like, the dad's controlling, like, literally controlling his son with a shock collar.
Oh, are those what the puka shells are?
On Broly it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shock collar.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude, that's dirty.
Because he realized his son's rage is, like, uncontrollable.
It was his fault. He did it.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is, like... Well, because one of the things, like... You know, they don't dig deep into it, but I recognize what it is.
His power? Is it a part of his power?
Broly taps into the ape power. That's why when he goes Super Saiyan, his hair goes green, not gold.
Oh, okay.
Because he's tapping into the feral power that they only get when they go ape form. But the problem is it's uncontrollable.
Got you.
Because whenever they, you know, outside of, like, maybe a couple of, like, say, like, you saw the whole thing with Goku and Dragon Ball and, like, Gohan, when they go ape form, they go completely berserk.
Right, right.
Broly's the same way, but he just doesn't turn to ape form.
Huh.
And he can easily access it. He just easily can do it.
Yeah. See, I need to check out this new... See, I would be down to check out this new Broly, if that's what it is. Because, like I said, Broly from Z was just like...
Oh, yeah.
He was Broly just angry was just... and just a beatdown guy. And I'm just okay, here's another guy. Just... Yeah, here comes another guy that's stronger, and Goku's got to beat him. Whoop, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There was no substance, but this sounds
cool.
Yeah,
and this cool. one, it's like they actually make it an effort to really, and Frieza's trying to get the Dragon Balls off of Earth. I mean, there's a whole plot to it.
So which one is this
so
one
he's
now?
Trying to use, he's trying to use the dad and Broly to, like, kill Goku and Vegeta so he can get the Dragon Balls for himself. I mean, it's there's that they actually wrote cool. a story.
That's cool.
There's an actual story.
No, which one is this one? This is the Broly movie that came out 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's the one everybody rants and raves about. They're like, this is the greatest Broly movie ever. Oh, my God.
It is. They not only is he now officially canon.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Gogeta. Gogeta's now officially canon.
Oh, really? They brought him back?
They did, yeah. Gogeta's, like, officially in this movie. So he's officially canon.
Okay.
But they actually give you a legitimate backstory to Broly to where now you actually feel for this man.
Yeah, that's good.
He's not an actual bad guy.
So he's pretty much, he really is a legit victim of his circumstance.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
And that's why I was like, this movie's great, because they literally gave you a real person.
That's cool. Like I said, so I'll be willing to watch it, because the only reason why I watch Super is because my dad forced me to watch it, because he was just like, man, ever since I showed my dad DBZ, bro, he's been hooked ever since, and anything related to it, he's like, hey, you watch Super? I'm like, Dad.
I watched till the first tournament, when they introduced Frost and Hit and stuff like that, and then I just kind of got bored.
I watched After the Beerus Saga, dude. I was like, I'm done. This is stupid. I can't get in, and I don't like hairless cats. Like, they're freaky.
He's not hairless.
It's a hairless cat, bro. You look at a hairless cat, dude, it looks like Lord Beerus.
The only reason why I ever really like paid attention to Super because they're trying to give Vegeta something, and like there's like he
still ain't got no real shine though. Like, I want to see him save the world and it be on his shoulders and he actually does it for once, because I love Vegeta and they never give him that, dude. I think that's trash.
Well, they're doing the same thing to Piccolo. They're doing it, like, they did, like, look what they did to Gohan.
But at least they did that. But at least they did. At least every other Dragon Ball Z character, dude, has had a chance to shine in some way or form. You know what I'm saying? What's that ugly clown?
Chiaotzu,
by blowing himself up. When he blew himself up, Kamikaze. Even though it was trash.
It was
like he had a moment, at least. You know? It was like, I love you all. It was like, boom. And it was like, oh, my God, he sacrificed himself. And it sounds like, for no reason. And I was like, yeah. Oh. But, I mean, like, at least he got a moment. I just don't
like the fact because, like, Gohan was booty cheeks all through the after Cell Saga, he was booty cheeks.
He was.
Even in the Boo Saga. And now, granted, when he went Mystic, he got cool again.
Mystic?
Okay. Oh, you don't remember? After the Z-Sword, Old Kai... Like unlock the rest of his power and he went Mystic form.
Oh, see that, dude. So I must have stopped earlier than I thought.
Wow. So Gohan went in, like, so after, like, he, like, so, okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, Great Saiyan is the last thing I remember.
Wow, really?
That's
you didn't see the World Martial Arts Tournament? And
oh, well, hold on. Great Saiyan, Vidal.
Yeah.
I remember Vidal.
And he trained her to, like, the fly?
Yeah. I remember that, yeah. They became, a superhero team together.
Mm-hmm. And found then out they that had Goten, a kid. Like, naturally, Goten and Trunks naturally became Super Saiyans on their own.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let me see. Hold on. I don't know if this is Z, but I remember a cruise ship.
That's Super.
And the whole. Okay, see?
As soon as you said cruise ship, I'm like, that's Super.
Okay, see? So I just skipped, like, a whole bunch. I know Pan is alive.
Yeah, that's Super.
Okay, see? That's and like I said, I only know that because my dad forced me to watch it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so last thing Z that I remember then was probably is Great Saiyan Man and his girl, Vidal, when they got married and they became a superhero team.
They weren't married yet. They were still in high school at that point.
In high school? Oh, man, yeah. I don't even know.
See? In Super, they're married.
Okay, see, that's the confusion. So there's a huge gap of time then that I'm missing where I just.
Yeah, because there was a point you don't remember the fight between Goku and Majin Vegeta?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was sick.
I was going to say.
That was tight.
Yeah, now, I was going to say, okay, that's like one of
that's
the.
Now, that's probably a time you shine, but he was a bad guy. You know, he was influenced, and that's.
Oh,
that's hate.
Like.
It's like, how you.
Oh, man, the same pride. Like, oh, yeah. Man, that's like a. I have that clip right now.
Yeah. It's like you're going to give him the tightest moment, but you got to make him a bad guy, though. He can't be a good guy. That's trash.
That's when he realized that, like... But that's in that moment, that's when he realized, like all his selfish gain was at a cost.
Yeah.
And that's why he sacrificed himself to kill Boo, Majin Boo, and even though it failed.
Yeah.
And then later, when so
see that
like, everyone thought
still can't win.
So like when everyone thought they died, and that's when the Vegito showed. You don't remember the Vegito episodes when he used the Potara earrings to merge?
Oh yeah, the first fusion.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so see the bits and pieces then.
Yeah, so you remember some? You remember some of it? You just don't remember all of it.
Yeah,
because there was a point where Gohan survived. Fighting Boo, and Kibito was brought back because I forget who wished him back. I think it was with the regular Dragon Ball that wished him back, and he went and found Gohan, and he went back to the world of the Kais, and they're like, and Supreme Kai decided he was going to train Gohan using the Z sword to unleash all of his power. Mm-hmm. And like, it was like the sword that was stuck in the ground. It looked like Trunks' sword. That's what it looked like. And then like he pulls it out of the ground. He's practicing with the sword, and like Goku finds him in the world of the Kai, and because he thought he was dead. And then he's watching him practice with the sword. And he's like, "All right, let's test your strength with a sword." And he throws his block that's like this is like the most dense like substance on the world. Hits it, breaks the sword.
Jeez.
And out comes Old Kai, who was literally banished into the sword by Bobbidi's dad, Bibbidi.
What?
Yeah, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Well, you didn't know. Okay.
Yeah,
wow. Bibbidi was the created Majin Buu originally, and then the Kais banished Buu, and then Bobbidi, his son, brought him back. Yeah, I know.
And this is why I stick to DC.
That's probably why your brain just like don't remember any of this, because there's just some bad puns in this,
dude. And I know bad puns, bro. That's wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's a rough one. It's okay. A rough one. But then, like once they realize that's the Supreme and the Old Kai. Was back in the day when Bobbidi was a thing, or excuse me, when Buu was a thing, Bibbidi banished him into the sword, but mm-hmm. he had the technique to unlock Gohan's hidden potential again, because I don't know how many hidden potentials this boy has.
Okay, see, he's a cheater, that's what he is.
And so, like...
Or a liar.
Once he did that, he no longer looked like Super Saiyan, but he looked normal, but his hair was long like a Super Saiyan, but it was black.
What?
And that's his mystic form. And that's what he used to fight Super Buu? It was Super Buu.
Super Buu?
Yes. So there's different forms. So there's Majin Buu, the fat one.
Right. And I know there's the psycho crazy one.
There's the fat one. Then the evil form of him came out, and that was Super Buu.
Okay. Okay.
And then the pure evil form was Baby Buu.
Wait, what?
So one of the biggest things about Buu is that the fact that he likes to absorb people.
Right.
And so in the backstory, they show the backstory when like Buu was fighting, he absorbed one of the Kais that turned him into the fat one.
Okay.
And so in the Dragon Ball in the story arc, when he Buu befriended Hercule,
mm-hmm.
and they became friends. And, like, they end up finding out that, like... And so they ended up, like, living in this house that Buu built, and they became friends, and they had a dog named B? I forget the dog's name.
Wow.
And some guys showed up to, like, to kill Buu. Some criminals. And they shot Hercule, and then Buu got so mad that the evil came out of him and became Super Buu. And that's the skinny version that came out.
Okay.
He's tall and skinny.
Right. He looks straight up crazy.
Yeah, that's the original form of Buu. That is the original form. He's like he's like unadulterated pure evil.
Okay. That's the Baby Buu.
That's Baby Buu.
Okay, see, that's the one I know.
Yeah.
See, I only know the fat one and that one.
Yeah, there was a middle one. That Mystic Gohan fought.
Dude, I skipped so much, bro. I skipped a lot.
Because Goten and Trunks learned the fusion dance from Goku.
Right.
And it became Gotenks. And they went Super Saiyan 3, and they fought Super Buu.
Right, I remember that. Okay. And that was sick.
And then when they were tapped out,
mm-hmm.
Gohan showed up as Mystic Gohan and fought Super Buu, and then Buu absorbed Gotenks later when the time was up for them to fuse again. That and Piccolo, and he became like.
Wait a minute! Was that the one? So there was this episode that I saw, and this might be then who Mr. Gohan was then. I saw this dude with a sword, and he looked like he had long black Super Saiyan 3 hair, and he had like a scar. He looked like Yamcha. Who was that?
What episode were you thinking of?
I don't know. I saw some dude with a sword with long Super Saiyan 3 hair, and he looked like Yamcha. And I thought it was Yamcha, and I was like, when did he come back? Because he sucks.
I don't think that was part of the original series. I think that might have been some fan-made stuff.
Dang, I got swept.
There's some weird... There's like Dragon Ball Heroes that's out right now, and that's like a weird amalgam of everything.
What is Dragon Ball Heroes?
Exactly. I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it. Apparently, it's like an official show, but it's not canon.
I've heard Unabridged, and that's hilarious.
I mean, Unabridged is a different thing. Yeah, that's a
hard word. Yeah.
That's a parody of the That's a parody of the show. That's a different thing.
That is funny, dude.
By Team Four Star or whoever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, well, I don't know. It's weird. Okay. See, there's too much, man. That's why
but that was the time in Z when he went back to the land, the world of the Kais, and Baby Boo showed up there, and Goku and Vegeta fought him there. That's when Goku went Super Saiyan 3, and while he's fighting him in 3, Goku, or Vegeta, goes, he realizes that he's like, this crazy adventure trying to be better than Goku wasn't going to work.
Right.
And he's like, all right, Goku, you win. You're the strongest. He literally said it like while they're fighting.
Wow.
At the end of Z.
Humble, dude. Humble. See, that's what makes Vegeta like, even better, bro. Man, love Vegeta, bro.
When I watched that video, and when I watched a bunch of Super, I'm like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Goku's dropped on my list. Vegeta's now the man. Vegeta's officially the man.
Yeah. Vegeta's sick, dude.
Vegeta turned down training with the god to be with his wife when she had his baby.
That's called priorities, bro. That's called priorities, man. That's what sucks.
That's what I mean.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Because he realizes without your family and stuff, you have nothing. If you're mm-hmm. cracked mm-hmm. like Goku is, at the end of the day, he cares about his family, you know, but he'll put a fight before his family all day. You know, he's just not, he's not well in the head.
He's not. He's all, and the Goku's like, well, I wasn't here when Goten was born because I was dead. And we looked at him like, how are you still married?
Yeah.
So I don't understand how you're still married.
Because Chi-Chi knows nobody like,
yeah, all
get,
of us
get with her nagging, so that's why. No, Chi-Chi's thinking mean.
She tricked Goku.
Yeah, she's mean. That's what I'm saying. That should tell you something. Like,
it's not, Goku is not about what, like,
you guys have been so kind, so patient, so loyal, so real, so ride or die. And I just want to show you guys my appreciation. Tell you guys my appreciation for you guys that are still here, that are still with me every single week. And especially those of you who have been sitting patiently waiting during my hiatus. I had to take some time off for myself to figure out how I wanted to do everything. And come back to give you guys a quality show every single week, give you guys some kind of value about stuff that you guys want to hear me talk about. I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for not only being patient with me and waiting for me and still being here, but also for still taking the time out of your day to listen whenever that is, whether it be early in the morning or whether it's at the end of the day. You guys are here. And without you guys, I would not have a podcast to do. Well, Laz, I would have a podcast to do. I would do the podcast. I just wouldn't have audience members listening. And so without you, I would have no audience, no platform to talk on. I'd just be me talking to myself like a crazy man. There are so many things that I have in the works right now that I'm working on. I do have my own personal side projects that I'm working on. But as I mentioned before, there are going to be t-shirts coming out very soon. I would love for you guys to support the show. And if you're down with the Stuff Podcast Show, I would love for you guys to support that. I will let you all know when that is coming about, when that is ready to go, as you guys will be the first to know. And I'd love to see your support. And I will be having a contest where I will be giving away these shirts once I make them out and available to everyone. So again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you for taking your time out again to listen to me and hear what I have to say every single week, and just being there. I can't express how much I appreciate it, and you guys are the reason why I do what I do and why I keep doing what I do and why I love it so much. So anyways, with that said, thanks again, and I will see you all next week on the Stuff Podcast Show.